Hello dear listeners, I welcome you to today's show of Rich Daddy Poor Daddy on Dream It Podcast Show. I am Danny Habolaji, and before I go into today's episode of Rich Daddy Poor Daddy, hear this announcement.
Welcome to Dream It Podcast Show with Daniel. Do you want to sponsor this podcast show or you want to advertise your products and services on this show? Kindly reach us on 0816842172. Dream It Podcast Show, a TV podcast for you. You can now listen to our podcast on more than three platforms like Spotify, Apple Cast, Anchor, Pocket Casts, and others. This podcast is powered by Delight TV.
Alright, welcome back. That is just it though. If you want to sponsor this program or you want to advertise your products and services, please try and reach me on that number. Yes, sharply I will go into today's episode, which is going to serve as the first episode of Rich Daddy, Poor Daddy. Hooray, are you not happy? Rich Daddy, Poor Daddy is a story narrated by Robert T. Kiyosaki. And this story is dedicated to all parents everywhere. The most important teacher is parents. In this story, I'm going to podcast. You will learn what the rich teach their kids about money and the poor and middle class do not. Just like I was not taught, but I have to discover it myself. Hallelujah, anyway. So in this episode, you will learn how money works for rich and how poor people work for money. Child, are you shocked? Don't be. I got you covered. Alright, follow me. Okay, does school prepare children for the real world? Study hard and get good grades, and you will find a high-paying job with great benefits. That's how what parents used to say. But I will tell you this summer, uncle, sister, or rather friend listening to me right away, getting good grades and making good grades no longer ensures success, and nobody seems to have noticed. Why some people notice it, those who came back from NYC were still trying to secure a job, yet he or she didn't get. Happy those who finished HND and still, you know, looking for a company to employ them. Today, we are facing global and technology change, as great or even greater than those ever faced before. No one has a crystal ball, but one thing is certain. Changes lies ahead, which are beyond our realities. Who knows what the future brings, but whatever happens, we have two fundamental choices. Play it safe or play it smart. By preparing, getting education, and working your own and your children's financial genius. So, this story is basically on two fathers, Rich Daddy and Poor Daddy. This is a need for you to follow this episode and still share it with your friends, cause it's for everybody. This story of two daddy. One was highly educated and intelligent. He had PhD and completed 4 years of undergraduate work in less than 2 years and went to Stanford University, the University of Chicago, and Northwestern University to do his advanced study, and all on full financial scholarship. Wow! But sincerely, I'm really tired of reading all this profile, because you'll be shocked at the end of everything. Okay, just to the other dad, who never finished on the 8th grade. Both men were successful in their respective careers, working hard all their lives, both earning substantial income, yet one struggled financially all his life. The other would become the richest in Hawaii. One died leaving tens of millions of dollars to his family, charities, and church. The other left bills to be paid. Oh, what a pity. Okay, so what are you going to learn in this story? Great, you'll be learning on how to live a meaningful life and to let money work for you and not you working for money. Are you shocked? Okay, for example, one dad will say, the love of money is the root of all evil, where, as it was stated in the Bible, right? But no. This other dad convinced me, which I love the quote very much, you will also love it, the lack of money is the root of all evil. Isn't that right? I don't want to go far into that because of our time. Alright, you will see how little boy are learning at the feet of this rich dad at the age of 9. Who want to know how to be rich? Oh my goodness. I'm burning. Someone should just pour me water, please. I'm burning. What? If a 9-year-old could want to learn on how to be rich? Oh, gosh. Yeah? It's an American, sir. No, but can that not happen here? Yeah? Well, let me say it has been happening. Chai, but me, at that time, I was rolling tire all around the street. Yeah. Please. Okay, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Haha, I love you all.
Are you in search for where to do your photo shoot, or you need a video coverages for your event or ceremonies? Lens Focus Studio got you covered for any of your occasions. You may need their services. All you need is to contact them with this number. For fast reach, you can call 0806939954 or 0805353255. Do you enjoy today's episode? Please share this podcast to your loved ones. Visit our YouTube channel to get this podcast video.
Alright, welcome back to Rich Daddy Poor Daddy episode. We should all believe that life pushes all of us around. Some give up, others fight. Are you one of them that give up? This is a story to turn you up. A few learn the lesson of life and move on. Some welcome life pushing them around. To few people, it means they need to want to learn something. They learn and move on. Most kids, a few like you fight, a few like me fight. So this is what exact people do. They quit and go looking for another job, a better offer or opportunities and higher pay, actually thinking that a new job or more pay will solve the problem. No, in most cases it won't. So what will solve the problem? I know that should be your question, because that was also my question. Just take your current situation as an experience and find a way of moving on. How do you move on? Don't rush, my dear listeners. There are more to learn in this episode. The poor and middle class work for money, just like me, but I am living that role of a middle class. I want to be rich. No, don't be amazed. Like me, want to be rich? I'm not a boy anymore anyway. My age has family already. My heads are counting millions already. My heads are counting millions of dollars, millions of naira. So, the rich have money work for them, even when they are asleep. My money should be working for me even when I'm sleeping. Oh my goodness. You also, your money should be working for you even when you are sleeping. So, in this episode, you will learn how to avoid one of life's biggest traps. You will learn how to control emotion of fear and greed. Because if you let emotion of joy and desire and greed take over or react in your life, instead of you to think, you will end up being poor. Are you sure? I believe you are seeing or hearing what others are missing. So I will urge you not to miss this opportunity. But before I end today's episode of Rich Daddy Poor Daddy, because of our time, I will hint you some content that will be discussed in this story aside from what I have shared earlier. I'm going to share with you how the rich men don't work for money. Why teach financial literacy? You're going to learn on how to mind your own business, the history of taxes and of power corporation, how and why the rich invent money. You're going to learn on how to work to learn, don't work for money. And for beginners like us, we also learn in this episode how to overcome obstacles. Are you not surprised? Okay, how do we get started? Still want more? Don't worry, just make sure you follow this episode every Monday evening and Wednesday. You will learn financial knowledge, which I call it financial IQ, which is made of knowledge from four broad areas of expertise. These will be shared with you in my continuous episode. I have come to realize that for most people, when it comes to subject of money, they would rather play it safe. Oh my goodness, that's me sometimes. I want to play safe. I don't want to lose money. You also will like, I don't want to lose money. Oh my goodness. So why bother developing your financial IQ? Because if you develop your financial IQ, you will prosper. And if you don't, this period of time will be a frightening one. This corona will be thin. It will be a time of watching people boldly moving forward, while others cling to the game life rings. So today, I find so many people struggling. Of often to working harder simply because they cling to their old ideas. You know, they want to be the way they were. They resist change, and that's why I also planned to tell a story of who moved my cheese. Oh my goodness, this story will change you, as this story has changed me some years back. Oh my goodness, I believe that after hearing the lesson from the story, I'm going to broadcast every Saturday to Sunday. You know, the story will let you know how to adapt to change. I know people who are losing their jobs or their house, and they still have to blame technology or the economy of their boss. Sadly, they fail to realize that they might be the problem. Old ideas are their biggest liability. Old ideas is the biggest liability simply because they fail to realize that why that idea or way of doing something was an asset yesterday. Yes, I mean, old things. Yesterday is gone. And today, you need to listen to my podcast. Alright, you're already listening to it, so you are so lucky you are. And that will be all for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please feel free to drop your message below, and you can as well send an email to delight.careerhub@gmail.com or call 081-6842-1702. See you in my next episode. Bye. Thank you.
You can connect with us on all our social media platforms. Get to know about Delight TV on Facebook by visiting our Facebook group Delight TV. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, turn on the notification to get notified once my new video is released.